This is a band fronted by a man who was a school teacher, a real school teacher, kids, until, fairly recently, when the lure of the rock and roll tempted him away from the classroom. Bob Pollard is the man's name, and he's the main singer-songwriter in Guided by Voices.
I wanted to be a journalist at first, I wanted to write.
I am a journalist.
And the only school I could afford to go to was Wright State, and they didn't have a journalism school, so the next decision was to be an educator. Did 14 years. At one point, I taught junior high physical science, and I didn't like that, so I went into the last 9 years, I taught fourth grade, and I taught social studies, science, health, and math.
You taught health?
Taught health.
What did you learn from teaching health?
What did I learn? Yeah. Don't be like me.
Don't be like
me. Do as I say, not as I do.
Oh, yeah, if I spent 14 years with fourth graders, and that definitely rubbed off, and I used to read them Grimm's fairy tales and stuff, and I got a lot of ideas from that. There's some really crazy stuff in that. Kind of dark stuff, Like there's story titles like The Lettuce Donkey and The Singing Bone and shit like that, I wanted to use some of those titles even.
I taught for 14 years and we'd been with Scat already for Vampire and Titus. And so then we did B-1000 and all the major labels and all the labels, big independent labels came swooping in on us. And so I had to make a decision. I actually taught for a year while we were, while all this was going on. And so it was rough because we couldn't really tour. We could tour in the summer, because I was off, but we couldn't tour the rest of the year. So we'd go out on Friday. We'd play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I'd drag myself into, to work in a mess on Monday. So I knew something had to give. So the offers that were coming in were lucrative enough where I could quit my teaching position. A lot of people were concerned, my family and loved ones. Mm-hmm. But it's all about money, to them.
Absolutely.
It's not about art. It's about commerce, baby.
Mm-hmm. You think about a career decision, you have to think about what job will afford you the most time off. And, a school teacher actually only works about 6 months a year, so that's a good job. Wow. Yeah, I saw a student the other day said, I still don't know math. She's 21, says, I can't do math. So, thanks a lot. Wow. She was with her mom and dad, too. It was embarrassing.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, I was a fourth grade teacher.
Yeah, I taught social studies, science, health, and math. We departmentalized. I had another teacher I paired off with that taught the language arts. I told my principal that I'm going to quit and go for music, and they had no idea that there was anything going on, so they thought I was insane. So I had to go before the whole entire faculty and announce my retirement, It's I'm going to go rock, now. And they thought what are you doing? You're throwing away benefits and all that, and you got a family, and they just had no idea that I knew what was going on. I knew there was it was good. It was a lucrative offer. It's kind of embarrassing, but when I got my first big check from Matador, it was nice. I had to go back and show everybody just to let them know that I wasn't insane. And then they thought I was, insane for doing that. Egotistical, but I had to show them. I had to let them know that I wasn't completely crazy. There was something going on.